Harper Audio presents The Bone Labyrinth, a Sigma Force novel by James Rollins, performed by Christian Baskets. Notes from the historical record. Two historical figures play prominent roles in this book. A pair of priests who lived centuries apart but who were tied together by fate. During the 17th century, Father Athanasius Curcio was known as the Leonardo da Vinci of the Jesuit order. Like his namesake, the priest was a master of 100 disciplines. He studied medicine, geology, and Egyptology, and engineered intricate automatons, including a magnetic clock, a reconstruction of which can be found at the Green Library in Stanford University. This Renaissance man and his work would eventually influence figures throughout the ages, from Descartes to Newton, from Jules Verne to Edgar Allan Poe, but also one other. Father Carlos Crespi was born centuries later in 1891. Inspired by Curcio's work, Crespi became a monk of many talents himself. He was a botanist, an anthropologist, a historian, and a musician. He eventually settled as a missionary in a small town in Ecuador where he served for 50 years. It was there that a vast cache of ancient gold artifacts came into his possession, delivered to him by the Shuar natives of the region. Stories claimed the objects came from a cavern system that spanned the breadth of South America, one rumored to hold a lost library of ancient metal plates and crystal books. The relics bore strange depictions and were inscribed with indecipherable hieroglyphics. Some archaeologists believed these artifacts were fakes. Others came to trust the priest's story of the object's origins. Either way, in 1962, a mysterious fire destroyed the museum that housed most of these artifacts, and the Ecuadorian government locked away the few that remained. So, how much of Father Crespi's story was true, and how much was pure fabrication? No one knows. Still, no one questions that this devout monk believed his story, or that the vast cache existed. In fact, in 1976, a British military and scientific team sought to find this lost subterranean library, only to end up in the wrong cavern system. Oddly, this expedition was headed by an American, none other than Neil Armstrong, the first man to walk on the moon. What drew out this solitary and reclusive American hero, one who seldom gave interviews? The answer connects to an even greater mystery, one that threatens the very foundation of our place in the world. Notes from the scientific record. A fundamental mystery tied to our origins, to what makes us human, can be summarized by a single question. Why are we so smart? The evolution of human intelligence still puzzles scientists and philosophers. Yes, it's possible to trace the growth of our brains from earlier hominins through the emergence of Homo sapiens some 200,000 years ago. But what remains unknown is why our species suddenly and inexplicably had a burst of intelligence 50,000 years ago. Anthropologists refer to this moment in time as the Great Leap Forward. It appears in the fossil record as a sudden explosion of art, music, even advancements in weaponry. Anatomically, nothing had changed in the sizes of our brains to explain this leap of ingenuity. Yet something fundamental must have occurred to cause that abrupt spike in intelligence and consciousness. Theories abound, attributing this event to climate change, to genetic mutations, even to alterations in diet and nutrition. Even more disconcerting is that for the past 10,000 years, our brains have been shrinking in size, by a full 15% as of today. What does this new change mean? What does it portend for our future? The answer may lie in solving the mystery of that great leap forward. But as of yet, no firm conclusion.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?